Republican sponsors needed to lure at least one additional Democrat to their side to assure a so-called veto-proof majority, and they did. It took adding a few safeguards to the plan. One would prohibit anyone with a blood alcohol content of greater than 0.02% from carrying a gun. Another would have concealed carry permit holders go back for training every 5 years. The changes would also prohibit carrying guns within 100 feet of a school or even a school bus. Rice Lake Democrat Mary Hubler lobbied for the changes, and they're the reason she supported the plan.
This is a lot better bill because we've got guns out of schools and people aren't going to be able to drink and carry their weapon than it was last year, than it was last week.
But there are still those lawmakers who feel any concealed carry law would be bad for Wisconsin. La Crosse Democrat Jennifer Schilling says her objections are personal. Schilling's parents were shot and killed in a 1993 restaurant robbery. She says more guns on the street will only lead to more gun violence.
There will be real people that will be hurt. There will be unintended deaths with this. And there will be families that will be left grieving their loved ones.
The plan passed the assembly on a 64-32 vote. That margin is large enough to override Governor Jim Doyle's promised veto. The state Senate still needs to agree with the changes before they reach Doyle's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.